Yes, bro. Chat to me, huh?
Yes. Welcome to the Spoken Word Podcast.
That was. Do you know what is these intros? I love these. I remember. I love these introductions. Yeah. How are you? How are you, my guy?
I'm cold, bro. I'm so cold. My boiler's not working. So I can't have the heat. You know, there's no hot water, so I had to have a cold shower.
What's going on?
So I'm freezing. Budget boiler.
Fam,
if you live in like Lambeth, yeah, then you know the situation. Current situation, housing. Like, my boy just sent me a photo the other day. I think this estate. It's so funny. It looks like mine, innit? He showed me this house. It had this door. You know, like my door here has got like the glass at the top. Like, yeah. It literally looked exactly the same. I was like, I swear this is my block. I was like, and the whole building, the whole room was just covered in mold, innit? Like the wall was just falling, the ceiling was just falling through and all that. I make it sound like I'm a bum or something. Like, my flat's decent still. No, it's just the boys is acting up in it. So, and my mum's away at the moment. She's over in London. So.
Oh yeah, Fair enough. So this is the worst time of year this can happen to you. You've got no heat and all kind of stuff. If this was summer, you probably would even notice that. You probably be like, you know what?
Yeah, it's, do you know what? Do you know it's because we've been having the heating on. So what happens when we turn the heating on? Yeah, for some reason in the morning, the boiler just stops working, innit? So it affects the hot water and all that. Because my mum's been away, she hasn't, because she knows a way how to fix it. I don't. It's like something to do with the pressure, innit? So anyway, I don't know going on about flipping house appliances and all that, man. It's boring anyway, man. But let's chat quickly, man. Both of our teams conceded 4 over the weekend. No, don't worry, guys. It's not a football podcast. We just need to touch on this quickly, innit? Because my man wanted to call me Saturday.
I knew this was coming.
I wanted to call me on Saturday. He was like, yeah, I'm going to go watch my team now win, man. Like, you flipping held 4 as well. You actually, you even scored a goal. At least we scored a goal, man.
I knew this was going to happen. So obviously.
And you know what? It was for the greater good, innit? Because the next day, the boy Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer got sacked, innit? So I'm gassed. We got tonked 4-1 by Watford.
Do you know what? There's all these memes going around. You know, social media is too much sometimes. I'll go in there and then you see Pep Guardiola like, we cannot replace him. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Nagüero as well, man. Rumors of him being, he might retire due to a heart condition. So.
That was mentioned a few weeks back, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Xavi came out and said that, because it was a report saying he was basically going to retire. I think Xavi came out over the weekend and said, I think he's going to still report back to me. We're going to see what's going to happen. So I don't think it's for definite that he's going to retire. Hopefully not, man, because he's a Premier League legend, man.
Yeah, he's finished anyway. He's a Premier League legend. He's like one of the best strikers to grace this league. He's not been the same for ages. Himself, he's getting on as well. The thing is, he's actually only 1 year younger than like Luis Suarez.
Yeah, but he's finished now anyway, bro. Like, have you seen him? Like, he looks so heavy, man. He's got weight. Agüero. Like, he's not, you know, he used to be quite slim and thin, like agile. Like, he's put on.
Bro, he used to be athletically muscular built.
Yeah. So, hopefully with him, you know, everything's all good there. And, you know, say that little thing as well, a little shout out, man. Not a shout out, but, you know, it's come as broke this morning on social media that the rival 6-year-old Antoine sadly passed away.
Yeah.
So, if you're familiar with that, then, sad, man. Just, that hurt me, man. That caught me, man. When I see little kids in pain or dying or, you know, serious disease, man, it proper hurts me, man.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, like, little man.
The thing about it, you know what? It's so deep, man, because half the time, you know some kids, right? And I know this sounds a bit... it's going to sound a bit mad, yeah? There's no better way of wording it. But sometimes for kids, yeah, dealing with it isn't as bad because sometimes they don't even understand what's going on. But for the parents,
it's for
For the parents, they obviously it's painful. It's probably double painful because they know what's they probably understand what's happening. They understand what's going what their child's going through. But then for them, I'm trying to imagine they can't. It probably hurts them more that the child doesn't their child doesn't understand what's happening. There's something wrong with them. But they just do you know what I mean? Like they're both going through the mom and dad's both struggling through difficult times emotionally. And being drained through this whole like this illness that you that the child's got, but the child is, doesn't even understand what's happening themselves. And the thing is, they're probably not gonna say to I don't know a 3 year old. I know he wasn't three, but let's say for example a 3 year old. Oh, by the way, you have this, and even if they did, it probably wouldn't even make sense to them anyway.
I mean, yeah, you're right in a sense, and obviously they're not. They don't know what's going on with them, and they can't even comprehend it. Yeah, but it's like it's still from the outside, just seeing someone so young and innocent.
Of course.
So from the outside perspective, and obviously you don't see no one in pain. You don't want to see like a teenager or a regular adult or elderly, but especially let alone a child in it. So
but for the child, because this is the thing. Of course, me out. So I'm talking about for the child, for them personally, a child personally. It's just a normal. It's probably just a normal day to them.
It's all they know. It mean depends, obviously, what age. You know, yeah, if you're like 9, 10, 7.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. But like, it all varies. If you're like 3,
it's like you know. For example, you know, baby Azalea that I forgot his name, the influencer, the big light skinned guy.
Yeah.
Ashley Kane. That's it.
Yeah. Ashley Kane.
His daughter Azalea, but she was only like. She wasn't even a year old yet. I think she was like 7, 8, 9 months.
Yeah.
And she had some rare form disease, like cancer, man. And just seeing the updates, like, it's heartbreaking, man. It's horrible, man. And obviously, eventually she did pass away. So, obviously, she's got no knowledge. She's a newborn, isn't it? So she doesn't know what's going on, but it's still hard to see from the outside.
Yeah. Because you probably, obviously, kids, I'm just finish this off bit off in it because I don't think it's highlighted. And I don't think people even think about it enough. With those like proper like young like that like her, they're probably just seeing mom and dad every day, and the kid's probably just smiling. It's probably just smiling at them, isn't it? Just thinking that there's mom and dad, and then that the mom and dad is like, they probably try hard to not cry in front of them, or like they'll smile with them, and then you know, and then later on in the day they're probably crying to each other because
with Zay and all that, because obviously their parents are. Well, my dad was social media influencer because they were keeping like regular updates. It felt like you was in real time with them, like you knew, like you was there in their vicinity. And obviously they done their donations, I donated some money, like they needed to get some special type of treatment. I believe it was in Thailand. Because of her cancer was so rare, like basically couldn't do it in the end. And obviously when she passed away, man, I think the whole nation, even The Rock found out about it. Like, it got to The Rock.
Yeah. Did it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think someone sent a link to The Rock about the whole Azalea situation. And The Rock was Dwayne Johnson was saying to Ashley Kane, like, stay strong, blah, blah, blah. Like, we got you, man. I think the whole nation just fell to their knees when they found out that Azalea died or passed away.
When it comes to children, and this is what I'm trying to say, honestly. Anyone can get like something going wrong with them like medically, but it's like, what business at that age have you got going through something like that, man?
Like if you know, like you know me, and I'm a hypochondriac, you know. Same, I feel like I can say the same for you, and we're both like, I literally just had a doctor's call like an hour ago. After the phone I got off to you, I had a work call, and the doctor called me in. It was a consultation, basically. Like, I've been having like some pains part of my body in it, and then. I just realized what it was. It's probably just due to work or like, you know, probably not sleeping correctly in it. But I don't play about when it comes to my health, man. I do not play about any irregular changes or anything like that. Like, I don't go unnoticed.
Yeah, man.
Guys,
check
your testicles, women, you know, check your breasts.
You know what?
I'm not trying to make this like some depressing.
No. Episode, no, do you know what? Yeah,
I gotta get out there.
No. Let's elaborate. I wasn't even gonna go too much into that, but it's something to talk about in itself. We've got a subject to talk about before something else, bro. Because with me, as well, bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. You see, with me, If my throat feels tight, I feel like something wrong. Yeah, I feel like something is wrong. If there's a little mark, I'm on the bro. I don't know. With me personally, it's gonna sound a bit wild, isn't it, bro? In my head, yeah. If I see something wrong, I'm always about to die, isn't it. I've been like, in my mind, I've been dying since I was 15. 21st.
So 15, just having bear problems.
In 20, do you know what? So much. All my life, I've been like a healthy, sporty, active person. I play football. I play this sport, that sport. I run around. I do all these stuff. Bro, you know what I mean? Even in like, that's throughout primary school, secondary school, during lunchtime, bro. I remember like, lunchtime, you was there as well. We used to play football all the time on like the flipping, what's they called, AstroTurf and all that kind of stuff, burning calories, all that lunchtime. But bro, yeah. Up to that point, 2013 come, that's the year when everything changed for me, bro. Health issue. I've had like flipping, I don't know, because maybe part of it is like you're going through your body's chemically changing as well when you're going to like 15 years old and kind of stuff. All of a sudden, my eczema just reappeared. After all these years, my eczema just evaporated. I had like bad eczema, like as like a child, right? And then all of a sudden, I kind of grew out of it. Skin went good. Come 2013, like 15, all of a sudden, like eczema comes back because obviously you're turning to a teenager. Your body's chemically changing. You know what I mean? You know? Do you know what's so mad? Do you know when you? How do I describe it? Do you remember when you start becoming like a teenager after preteen? Do you feel like you can feel chemicals in your body? Do you feel like your body's on fire sometimes? I don't describe it, it's a bit mad. It's like
I didn't feel it. I just remember.
What I mean by fire? No, but what? Huh?
I just remember being really horny. Bro. That's what I remember.
Yeah, not only that, but you can. It's like you can literally. Oh, I don't describe it, bro. You know when you. It's like, you know showers, isn't it? You know showers.
Mm.
You know when you like wash a shower, you have a hot shower. Like obviously showers become steamy, but do you sometimes you feel like your body produces its own steam? And as a kid, I think when I was in primary school, I didn't feel like that because I didn't have like all these changes. But what I'm gonna say about through puberty, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Puberty naturally like can feel your own body temperature. It's like you're in touch with like things going on internally, body temperature.
All I remember is like, I'll just get set off, bro. Like, I'll be walking to school with thing, like, first PLS, boom, lunchtime, boom. Like, I'll just these rock hard, you know, these rock hard,
yeah,
fucking, you know, down there, innit? Yeah, like, that's all I remember, to be honest.
That's what.
I didn't have like a mad growth spurt. Like, you know, people get like pains in their knees and
yeah.
stuff like that. Like, I was quite. I'm only 5'8" now. Obviously, I was a lot shorter back then. I just grew gradually. Like, I didn't have a mad growth spurt and just shot up to like 6 foot or nothing.
But, yeah, but that's the thing. I haven't grown. I don't think I've grown since 2013 either. That's what I'm trying to say to you. That's the year everything changed for me. Because with me, they thought yeah. that. In my family, you know, like my my dad's side especially, like all my cousins, because he's got two brothers, he's got like I think he has five sisters, isn't it? Yeah. I mean like all my cousins, they're like 6 foot plus. So they and at one point, you know when you're younger and then you see like family members and they'll be like, oh, he's getting so tall. Did you ever get that?
I did get that, but my mum's side are all like midgets in it, so they think anything's tall.
Okay, cool.
Like my granddad's like 5'5". My nan is like 5'5", 5'1" at a push. My mum's like 5'2". So anything above that is tall, mad tall to them. On my dad's side, everyone's like pretty much 6 foot in it. So I'm like 5'8", I think.
Okay, cool. Let me talk a little bit on my bit then. Yeah, so that's a bit different for you then, but my dad's side, like you see all my cousins, 6 foot this, 6 foot that, 6 foot this, right? But then the comments weren't just from family members of them. It was also from my mom's side. Like, some of them just like friends, like mom's close friends or so-and-so anything for something. Like, oh, look at him, he's getting so tall. They were saying this like, even when I was in like late primary school, very early secondary school, they were saying that throughout, I was getting that. So
oh,
I was
just gassing, man. Just gassing. So,
and at this point, and the worst thing about it is when they were saying that, in my, do you know what's so mad? So mad in my mind, when people would say these things, in my mind, it was a bad thing. I didn't even want to be this tall brother that people kept saying that they're thinking I'm supposed to be coming, right? Mm-hmm. And now look at it nowadays, I'm thinking, do you know what? I can actually do this with extra height, you know. So it's funny, mm-hmm. all the things that I wanted then, I didn't want then. Like, I kind of say, you know, I could actually do a bit more, yeah? And yeah. Obviously, I'm growing, and eventually, 2013, I stopped. Like, all these things, you know, when they say, for example, like, I'm gonna say something a bit crazy and out there, yeah? But this is why it's not PG, innit? But I remember in primary school, innit? Yeah, and you know, like you go to toilet. Yeah, I thought it was a bad thing to have a bigger dick in it. So I remember in my mind I wanted it to be small, but then later on I realized that's a good thing. So I was like, okay, it's all calm. But what I'm trying to say is that, and I don't even know what I'm saying. What my point is, right? The reason why I'm saying this stuff is because all the things that you're younger, I either had, I didn't want. Or people saying I'm going to have, I don't want, all of a sudden it's like, you know what? I'm either blessed that I've had it now, or that I wish I did have something that back then, you know, no more.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not thinking, I remember it's another one, that's how you know it's all mad. I remember when I was younger in primary school, I've always had that naturally, like, big thighs, isn't it? Like, leg muscles, legs. And some people, and I saw some people, like, with, like, very small, like, skinny legs. And I thought, oh, I want skinny legs.
Yeah, you always want what you don't. What you, what
no,
you don't
but it. The things that I wanted were actually yeah. No. They, you realize later on that you don't want. You want what you yeah. have. They're not.
Yeah, yeah. What it's true. It's like, I went through a phase like probably not your, but yours a bit. You know, a bit mad, isn't it? But like, obviously, I got curly hair, and I was like, I want straight hair, man. I was thinking like. One time I was gonna like, perm my hair or get relaxed or something. I was like, nah, bro, rock. You was born with this, man. Just rock with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's got their unique look about them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everyone was like, ah, that person got straight hair. I want curly hair. Person got curly hair, got straight hair, fam. Someone's like quite slim or something. I want to be thicker. Someone's quite thick. I want to be slimmer. So, bro, it's just some madness, man.
Yeah. So back to, but with the doctor thing though, I don't feel like a lot of people, like, especially guys, I've actually, do you know what, to be honest, I actually wanted to bring this up for a while, actually, so I'm talking, this is finally, like, the perfect time to bring this up now, these stuff, because I feel like, obviously with me, like, I've had lucky at lumps, like, you know, around here, you know, like, the lymph nodes.
Do you have them?
I get them here. I get them under my chin. I put them on, like, you know, like, it's weird. Like, you know, like, it's like, oh, it's not even directly behind the neck. It's like the, you twitch on it, you know, there. Like, I feel one now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get all that kind of stuff. Same. And I just feel like, oh, Lord, what is all that stuff? I remember.
No, do you know what? I had many, many years ago, I think my auntie or something, I don't know why she was checking out my neck, but I had like these little, like, what you're saying, like little, like, tiny bits of lumps on my neck or something. Now, back then, no, that was nothing to me. This was before I was a hypochondriac, innit?
Yeah.
And then, like, my mum looked a bit concerned. And my auntie was like, no, it's just a bit of, like, what do you call it? Like, grist, you know, like, just a little bit of excess fatty skin or something, like, gristle or something, innit? Like, I think you get a lot of newborns, innit? And then, I don't know, but I'm still breathing, innit? I'm still alive, so nothing's happened so far.
Yeah, but, bro, I think I've had all kinds of scans, bro. I remember in 2014. That's why I'm saying it's all been the curse, because in 2014, I remember having like an MRI scan on my head.
Mm.
Bro, I thought fully, and this is what I'm trying to say, people say that I'm crazy, but I actually thought I had a brain tumor, bro. Because getting these headaches.
I've got a brain, fam. I was talking to Bakoy the other day, man. We were saying to ourselves that like, we got a brain tumor every month or something. Like when you get a headache or something. Like even today, I was working from home today. I had so much workload. I was working with my managing director through Teams, and I got off the call. Yeah, my head was thumping, fam. I was like, bro, I might collapse any minute, fam. Like, something wrong with my brain. Like, that's not normal. Like, it was a lot of work. I had a lot of work to do, but not to the case where my head was literally, like, thumping, innit? And, like, sorry, man. What was you saying anyway?
No, bro. I had the MRI scan on for the brain tumor. Like, I've had flipping ultrasounds
on my three times.
You know
what annoys me, yeah? Because like I said, I just got off to, I had a doctor consultation earlier on in it, yeah? And they don't want to like see me or nothing. Like, it's so hard to get a blood test. And like, when I speak to you, you're like, yeah, man, I just had an ultrasound. I just had a CAT scan. I was like, you get everything, man. Who's your GP? I need to go there, man.
You know what? My GP, you know, even
you got the vaccine, yeah, you got the AstraZeneca one, innit?
Yeah? Oh, yeah, so you can't get them.
You man got that as well, bro. You don't full age bracket, fam. This guy's got some special VIP doc. You got private healthcare, so I get it.
I wish. I don't. I don't know. I just feel like with my doctor's always been quite good, innit? Yeah. I like had, it's funny enough. I don't know names, but my doctor's is actually funny enough. You know when you hate something, you hate a certain location or something. It's the one thing you're always blessed with, yeah. So obviously, school in the area that it was outside the area, I don't like that area, innit? But my GP is literally outside near the school, outside on the same kind of road, and that is where everything bad, something good, and that's a very good surgery practice. And they gave me what I need, bro. Like, even like the other day, bro, the other week where I had like ultrasound on my balls, bro. Because I thought that, bro, that's how mad it is, bro. I don't know
why I'm laughing.
I have to get this thing checked out, bro. That's the third time. I'm a 23 and I've had 3 ultrasounds there already. That's how good, you know. I'm a female paranoid. You see, when I see about health, I'm always panicking. So, you know, like, obviously, you know, on YouTube, you see these podcasts or these shows, and you know, these days, like, we got this, like, for example, this new thing with Manscaped. Yeah, I skip that part because it reminds me of my of that. I'm thinking, shit, what if I need to check something bad was going on there, innit? It puts me off, innit? So, I get scared. I skip past that bit, and I don't want to see it. When the advertising,
you know what? I had,
but now, like, now I got it checked out, I can see it happily, thinking, yeah, I got to.
About a month back or so, I had like a little scare in it. Like, I was just laying in bed, I wasn't doing the funny business like that, innit? Yeah, but I was just like, you know, touching down there as you would, innit? And then I felt like a lump in it. I got shook, fam. I was like, feeling around in it, and I was like, nah, please, not me, I'm too young, man. And I was like, I was the next day in the morning, I was in the shower, I was checking again, and I was like, please. Like, it wasn't in it. It wasn't, but you know what it is, clock, though? You know when you said you had your recent ultrasound, didn't it, on your testicles, yeah? I remember I was on the phone to you, when you kept talking about it, bro, I'm not going to lie, I was on my way to work, my balls started to ache as well, bro. So there's a mind connection in it. Even the other day, I was watching Family Guy for some reason on Disney Plus or something. I don't know. Like, I just started watching Family Guy again, innit? And there was an episode where Brian meets he reconnects with some other dog, innit? And basically the dog's like basically convince him to like get neutered or something. And dog, I don't know, it's where that animals get either cats or dogs get the, you know, balls removed, innit? The testicles removed. And it was in the last scene or the clip, Brian got one of his balls taken out, bro. I'm not gonna. I was watching it. My balls started to ache, bro. I was like, "There's." I'm telling you, there's a proper mind connection, fam.
Yeah, 100%. I think there is. There must be, man.
And then the thing is, when you think about it more and more, I'm telling you,
bro. And do you know what the maddest thing about it is? Yeah, and I'm gonna let this out there as well, right? I've actually been paranoid about that particular part of my body, yeah, for a flipping good 4 or 5 months. Because also, you know, when you go, you have to wait for tests. And bro, you know what's so mad? Since I had the test, which is only like, when was it? I think it's like 2 weeks ago now, isn't it? Yeah, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. No, yeah, 2 weeks ago, I had the test. Guess what? It feels like everything's going back to normal.
Yeah. It's because you stress yourself, innit, man? Like, yeah. That's the one thing I stress about, my health, man. My health is everything, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel you can't do nothing without good health.
Well, I always feel like, either it's a lump, it's like mad. I feel like when I'm not something, or like, I gotta get a part of my body amputated or something, bro. It's mad.
You think your mind goes to the worst.
I don't know. Scenario, yeah, right?
It goes to the worst scenario.
Oh shit! Well, and then like what I used to do, and people should be knowledge. People should get some kind of general knowledge, yeah. But there's a line as well. There's a line between getting a good understanding of some things because you know internet's there for a reason. You can use it to get yourself a bit knowledgeable and also going. But also at the same time going too extreme. So I remember like I would type something, bro. I think I got the worst illness. Like it could be some cancer. Nah. What I'll do, I get one symptom that matches, I think, oh shit, it's peak.
I used to do that all the time.
I stopped doing it.
I don't want to go too much into this. Basically, I had a member of my family passed away a few years back now. Yeah. He was quite young as well. He had cancer in it. And then after that, innit, man, like, he was my cousin and he was quite young. And then I was just going through a rough time, hard time, innit. And then I started to get these aches and pains. And then I'm thinking, like, raw, do I have it too or something? Like, and then WebMD used to be my best friend, innit. So I used to Google my symptoms, but I thought I had, like, stage 4 bowel cancer, one, but this, that, like, and it made me even worse. It made me even more ill, innit, man. When I was 17, man, oh, like, bro, like, I had a mad weight fluctuation point where I started to fill out more because, you know, through secondary school, I was quite skinny then. And then I started to fill out more when I was like 17, 18. And then I lost mad weight. And then it came back and then I overfilled as well. So my weight for the past few years has been a bit mad, innit? And then, yeah, man, honestly, bro. WebMD, don't ever Google your symptoms, folks. Don't ever do that.
What's it called? Worst thing.
I think it's called WebMD.
Oh, you know what? I know about that site. You know about that site.
No, but the thing is, though, yeah, you think it would like reassure you. It makes things even worse, man, because you think you have everything under the sun.
Bro, one time, you know what? I think I say this as well, bro. Like one time, like 20, I think it was 20, yeah, 2019. Do you remember that time, bro? I had like some. You saw in it. That's why I'm saying this in it. But like, I had all these madness on my face.
Yeah.
And then, bro, like,
oh yeah, I remember.
Bro, I got tested. The doctor tested me. I don't even know why it came into his head, bro. But even though I knew that it couldn't have been, I started questioning. Even though I knew, bro, I thought I had HIV, bro. He tested me for HIV. Like,
do you know? I remember.
And I'm
when,
like,
when you. I remember you was on the phone to me on psych and you was talking about this and you sent me a picture and I was like, I said it was bad at the time, innit? But yeah. I said that as like a joke. I was like, you got AIDS or something.
Yeah, I remember.
But you took it as like, fuck. Like, no, I was like, bro,
the thing is, even though I knew that's like ridiculous, that can't be right.
Yeah.
I started believing it's possible though, you know.
you know in the moment. Bro, even when like, bro, this is some personal episode, bro. Honestly, man, this is some personal mad episode. Bro,
yeah, I wanted to do this for a while, actually.
I'm funny when it comes to needles and not that I'm scared of them or something. But in terms of like, I need to make sure they're like, what's the word? They're disinfected or like they're clean, innit?
Yeah.
Like, I remember I got my ears pierced one time, innit? Yeah. A couple of years ago, bro. And then like, this was just right before COVID, innit? And then I started to get mad ill, bro. I was like, bro, did my mum put a dirty needle in my ear or something? Like, my mind goes to, like, the worst. Like, you caught this, you caught that, you caught, like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Honestly, bro.
Just imagine, because obviously with me, I told you, you know, that's how you know that I've seen so many. I think I'm used to having hospital appointments. Now. That's how mad it is, bro. I'm telling you, since 2013, that year has changed everything. You know how much blood tests I've had over the years? The way I have blood tests now, yeah, is like how Frank Lampard took penalties. Cool, calm, and collected. I'm like, yeah, put it in. I know the drill. And the vein goes on this vein.
How did you get them? Because when I was on the phone to my doctors, I was like, oh, say if I want to get a blood test. She's like, oh, well, you'd have to have a reason to have a blood test.
What?
Bro, see, let me have a blood test.
What?
Yeah.
Bro, you need to change that place. You know why? I don't ask for blood tests. I get told to get requested. The doctor requested for me to get one. I don't ask for that. He just tells me, this is what he tells me. Bro, do you know what's mad? I don't even want blood tests. I don't want the blood test. I want MRIs. I want ultrasounds. He'll be like, okay, first things first, let's try a blood test first. He's telling me that's the first step before MRIs, ultrasounds, CT scans, all this stuff. Blood tests, I ain't got offered no blood tests. I don't want them. I have to say this. I think when the GP is telling me about blood tests, I'm always thinking this guy's is a waste of time. I'm telling you, I want ultrasounds, CT scans, MRIs to be sure that everything's going to be all right. He's telling me about blood tests as the first step. And sometimes after that, I've got the certain scans. But I've had so many blood tests. I know the drill. Sit me down. The nurse will come in. Yeah. Sometimes the blood test, something like, sometimes, because in my practice, we have a nurse that actually does blood tests. Left arm, this vein, always the same arm, stick it in. I'm watching the blood come into the container off for test results. I had it so many times. I'm like Frank Lampard when it comes to penalties. Cool, calm, collected is always good, isn't it? You know what I mean? I always know the truth. I don't panic when I see that going into my arm. I know what it is.
I have to fight tooth and nail to get a blood test. Like they say to me, my GP says to me, like, only if there's a reason why. I'm just like, why can't I just get like an annual checkup or something? So people, if you got this far to the video, please let me know in the comments here. Do you need to fight tooth and nail as well? Is it just my shitty GP? Because I went to a different GP and it's actually closer to my ends as well, yeah?
Yeah.
And I was just made an inquiry. I was like, yo, if I want to transfer, would I do this? So he told me what would happen in it. I was like, okay. So that's what I'm going to do, actually. I'm actually going to switch GP, but I'm finally after all these years.
Bro, do you know what's so mad about...
Well, you know where it is? It's in them. I don't want to bait it out in it. you know near that school in it. You know the bad they had a reputation back in the day. Don't say it in it. Yeah.
Is that what I think it is?
On the bottom of the hill and all that.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah.
It's my GB is literally right next to the school in it. So yeah, man, it's crap in it.
Let me give it a G, the place.
Yeah,
I know what it is.
Yeah,
that's near my old primary school. I'm not gonna, yeah, bro. You see, you're talking about requests, bro. Do you know what I did? Talk about latest ultrasound. Do you know what happened is, because you know they're doing phone consultations. Obviously, as good as my GP practice is, we have to do that now. It's annoying. They're still using COVID as an excuse. I rung up my GP. He called me. What he done? He called me back. No, I tried to get. I did a phone consultation on. I think it was the day before. And then the receptionist said, oh, yeah, they closed early on today, innit? But then the next day, GP calls me personally, yeah? And he's like, obviously, he's been seeing me since I was flipping baby, innit? Yeah? So obviously, he's watched me growing up. I've grown up under his medical supervision since 1998, man. Do you know what I mean? He's seen all kinds of things. He's like, oh, is that Mr. Alexander? Yeah, because he's got this certain type of voice, isn't it? Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. All I said to him, I say this, honestly, I want a scan on my balls, isn't it? And he's like, okay. I said a little bit of things before that, honestly, but he's like, okay, I just want to see you first. So I come in the next day, he didn't even check to see himself. I just said to him what's going on, and he's like, go to the computer, and I'm like, okay, what am I doing? He's like, ultrasound. He's like, yeah, sends it off. There, that's it. There's no fighting. There's no battling for man.
I might ask to transfer to your GP. It's a bit of a, it's not too much of a bop in it, but yeah.
I'll tell you the details after the show with that GP.
Yeah, please, man. Please, let me know, man.
But that's been the fact that I've been there all my life. I've been certain digits, like they've got to be certified. Anyone's dealing with me, they have to be certified. But it's my teeth. The specific dentist I go to. Yeah, there's no changes because I keep it the same. The quality has to be there, bro.
I think the dentist is a bump, you know. I remember the first time I went to dentist, but I didn't have to pay. But you have to pay in it because I was over 18 and I was working in it. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's £60 or whatever. I was like, for what? for pain and suffering, like.
All right.
Yeah, you don't even whiten my teeth, bro. Like, I don't need whitening, you know. Right, innit? But it's like just to clean them, bro. I'm like, bro, fuck, I clean them every day, man. I think they're a rip off, man. Unless you got like a ulcer or you know, the tooth loose or something like that, or the gums are bleed. I don't know. And then, yeah, cool, man. But I think that when they say to me, oh, yeah, here's your checkup, like, I'll go in it, yeah. But I'm like, this is like, I'm literally just wasting like 50, 60 pounds.
Do you know what I like about the dentist?
You know, I thought dentist was always free, man.
Do you know what I like about the dentist? Yeah, and this sounds weird, but it's like, you know when it, I don't know, you know that thing where they're spraying up your teeth, bro? It feels like a shape up. You're getting a shape up on the side of your head when you go to the you know the one? They get that little thing and it's like that little I love that stuff, man. I love that stuff, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, I hate
the only thing I don't like,
the suction.
The only thing I don't like about that, though, when they're doing that shape up, even though I like the sound of how it feels, is obviously sometimes your gum slightly bleeds in it because they're getting so into like the minutiae of like your parts of your mouth, isn't it? It happens, isn't it? But apart from
I hate the dentist, man. I'm not that I'm afraid of it, I just hate it, bro. I hate the suction, it dries up your mouth. And then when they x-ray you, they have to put that thing in your mouth.
Oh, I hate that bit. That's the bit I hate.
I remember one, the last time I went outside, it was like, open your mouth wider. But I'm like, how wide do you want it?
Oh, you know. Like, wide.
Like I'm about to take some flipping 13-inch dong in my mouth, bruv. Like, allow it, man.
Bruv.
I hate it, man.
Bro, you know when they say wide, bro, I feel like, you know what? I feel like they've mastered the oral sex game, bro, because the way they stretch, make you stretch your mouth. And bro, you feel like your jaws are like you can literally feel them back to like they feel it's extended as it can go, bro. Like,
oh, I hate it,
bro. And they're like, oh, open.
Like, you know, like when you have to go dentist and all that, they'll call you, they'll say, like, come in to get your yearly, annually, 2 year, whatever checkup, yeah. Why can't my doctors do that for me? I want you to do a whole, you know, like for your car gets MOT'd, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So why can't you MOT my body, bro? Like,
yeah,
check out my whole body, man. It's annoying, man. Check me up, man.
Yeah.
Like we were saying the other day, like, we were talking, innit, man? They got all these, like, in the news, you always hear about, oh, groundbreaking discovery or
game changing this
and all that, and then it all disappears. I'm like, you're not so about cures and all that. How about prevention, man? How about annual checkups? My whole body, blood, urine, everything. Like, it's annoying, innit, man? Probably catch things a lot earlier.
Yeah,
this is jarring, man. Even like, even Specsavers, like my eye test or something. I've had an eye test recently. I'm wearing like contacts these days, isn't it? You know, even that, man, I have to bloody pay for and all that, man. It's jarring.
Oh, you know what? I need to actually. You just remind me. I actually need to see it, but the dentist, I haven't seen it for 2 years. Yeah, which is normal, but I want to actually see him. I had an eye test a few months, 2 months ago, bro. And you know what's so mad? Like I told you, bro, I thought I had, what's that thing called? I can't pronounce it. Glaucoma. Bro, I thought that I had either that or something else to do, or some kind of eye illness, bro. Yeah.
Wow, you got some mad vision, bro. You're like Chavy, bro. Like,
I know. That's why, bro, with my eyes, I don't play it, but I need to see everything. I love to see things, bro. Like, if I could choose, obviously, God forbid, nothing, I'd always rather lose my hearing than sight, bro. I need to see.
Yeah, man. No, you got 99 vision, bro. My eyesight is not poor, but
I can see.
I'm short-sighted, isn't it?
Because even you know when I point at something else, you're thinking, how the hell did you see that, man? I'm like, yeah, man. Like, I just see that. I just see that thing from above. Nah, I need my eyes. So I got it checked, and obviously I'm thinking, oh, because I remember one time, like last 2 months, I found myself, it started going blurry in my left eye. I was thinking, geez, and I did it for a few days, and I was like, oh, shit. And what happened is I got them at them text. You know, I can't remember how much, I don't know how much people got my number these days, innit? Yeah, but you know, like, you use all these things and data we passed on to things, innit? And like, I go to this, it's like a Specsavers, innit? And actually, I went there before. They give you a text here and there saying, "Oh, your annual checkup is due or something." Or like, no, because last time I went was like two to three years, and then 2 years. It's 2 years since I've gone. Happened by the time as I happened to be having like a little moment with my eye, especially my left eye, innit, in the last 2 months. It just happened that the 2 years was up since I last went and got my eyes checked. And as I was getting that problem, I was thinking, do you know what? this fell rightly in place. I just wanted to text, book my appointment. I haven't paid for an extra, I think I paid for the premium service where they check something else as well. Yeah, just to make sure.
Oh, yeah, they try to do that to me, brother. And I was like, allow it, fam.
No, but I just had to be sure. And the reason why I did that is because I started having a little problem with my, I had a little moment in my life and I thought, well, I started not right. And you know me, I was thinking, do you know what? Let me pay for the premium service to cover all bases. So I paid for it. Everything's fine. It makes me sit on there and read that, read this, read that, like boom, boom, boom. It shows me a 3D high definition, like detailed, you know these crazy images you'll see, but just things that you're thinking, what the hell is that of your eyes, isn't it? They showed me that. And he's like, yeah, no signs of glaucoma or anything like that. And I was like, yeah. I was thinking, thank God for that, man. Because nah, bro, I need to get these things checked, bro.
Well, even if you have glaucoma, man, it's not that deep, bro. You just be burning weed all day to help it, isn't it?
Oh, is that what people do?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't.
I'm pretty sure yeah, they do that. Yeah, it helps with the glaucoma.
Because I've heard of glaucoma. I think it's like you can stop it from getting worse, but you can't actually get rid of it.
Mm.
So once it's there, but you stop it from getting progressively worse. So yeah, it starts from what my understanding, what I was told, so what I'm knowing is like it starts off knocking off your peripheral vision. You know, the vision like where you see from like how wide you can see, it starts knocking off your peripheral vision. And that's when it comes more to the center part where you see more direct, straight, and everything, bro. So you need to nip that in the bud early, bro, and make sure that's been, if you have got that, get treatment straight away. You can't get rid of it, but you can stop it from getting worse. And obviously, just to see, because that's not a joke. Because when I saw him, he told me there's this, I can't remember how he said it, you know these technical terms, there's this something in the eye that actually, and once that's gone, you can, it's irreparable.
It's your retina, I think it's your retina.
No, I don't think he said the retina, no, not retina, I think it was something else. I think he said it was, it's this very, very fine organ that it's very like minutiae in it, but it's like
eyes are weird, bro. Eyes are weird, man, because people just see obviously like the actual eyeball, but behind it, there's so much.
That's where it is. Yeah, behind it, you've got
the connection to it from. You know,
it's like if you imagine that, it's like imagine like a very very thin piece of string to the point where you can't even see it unless you got very very close.
Mm. Once that's gone, you're finished, isn't it?
Yeah, once that's kind of like
severed or something,
Something like that, it's irreparable. He told me that it's irreparable, and you can't reverse.
Look at Bisping, you know, Michael Bisping, the MMA fighter, the retired UFC fighter. I think he's got a fake eye, bruv. He pops it out in like interviews or videos. I think he's got a detached retinal sign. So yeah, his eyes are finished, man.
No, but his detached retinas can be sorted though, because like my mom's probably what am I saying, that she's had like things with her eyes before. Like she only ages when she had it detached, she had to go to a hospital, innit? And like obviously they sorted her out and everything. So it wasn't the retina that was it's a serious with the retina, but it's not that. You thought it's something else. I don't remember what he said it was. You know, it's a mad technical term. You can't even repeat it. It's like 10 seconds later. That's how mad.
Yeah.
You know those ones there. And that's what kind of thing. But yeah, bro. I wanted to do this show for ages, man. Cause I was thinking, obviously, one of the most important things, like, bro, like you need to get health checks up, man. Being shook with a doctor. And but don't get me wrong, I'm shook when I go, but I just have to go.
Oh, you know when you're in the waiting room,
that
is the one, and you're there for long, man, and you really think you got something wrong. Not like you really think you got something wrong with you. I remember I'll be sweating, I'm biting my nails, I'm walking, I'll be pacing up and down, and I'll be like, "Yeah, come on."
Yeah.
and then they're like so quick to get you out of there, man.
Oh man,
bro, I really hate my
that's GP, the worst. Bro. I really hate my GP. That is the worst, bro. Like. When I go to hospital appointments, bro, I can't eat that morning. You know some things that you can't eat for certain things, isn't it? But some things it's not a problem. You can eat, even though you can get checked on it, there's nothing wrong with eating. Bro, mine can't do that, bro. Mine has the most scattiest shit, son. Yeah. It's scattiest shit. I could barely The most I could do is brush my teeth and only have a little bit of sip of water. Even drinking water makes me feel ill. That's how strict I'm thinking, bro. Because when I went back to what I said, mentioned earlier on, innit? Yeah, when I went to the latest ultrasound on, obviously, my scrotum, innit? The nurse was like to me, oh, you seem very nervous and that kind of stuff.
I think to myself,
what, bro? It's not every day, yeah, you've got some machine scanning your scrotum area, man. Of course. Man's thinking about my twins. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? And this sounds a bit mad, and I know it's a bit inappropriate. I don't care, innit? But I'm not just thinking about my twins, fam. You know, porn. When a girl's teabagging, I'm thinking, am I ever gonna know what that feels like ever again? See, worst comes to worst. I just want to make sure that everything's all right, man. You know what I mean? I want all my options open, man. I don't want to have limited things I can
do. Can't be teabagging with one ball,
You know what I mean?
I'm
just thinking myself, man. I want the option. I want to be able to feel that. Again, I don't
want to... It's like me. It's like, I don't want nothing removed from... I don't want to be amputated. Exactly. Like, even... Like, you know, even when you die, you can donate your organs. I'm like... Mm. I know this might sound selfish. I'm dead in it. But I want all my organs intact, fam.
I don't think most people don't even do that anyway, though.
Yeah, but I know... But the thing is, they want you to, like, donate your organs, innit, yeah? But, I know I'm dead, innit, yeah? But I'm still selfish, innit, fam? I want my organs inside me, but even when I'm dead. I was born with them.
Oh, I'm gonna die with them. 100,
man. I was born with them. I live with them. I'm going to die with them. And they're going to rot away while my body's decaying as well, fam. Yeah? Like, ain't nobody having that, fam.
Yeah? Well, we'll feed that to the animals, the worms, innit?
Yeah, man. Oh, for science and that, man. Fam. No, leave me and my organ. Leave me and my organs alone, man.
Nah, bro, you know things like, I'm scared of, I've got this phobia of amputations as well. Like, you know, like, for example, you know some people, like, have had fingers, like, they have to get their fingers amputated, bro, that, I've got phobias of seeing, like, people with missing, like, limbs, and I'm not gonna lie, I have a bit of a phobia of that as well, man, of people seeing people with missing, like, limbs, like yeah. Missing toes, or, like,
that's, but, honestly, like, I feel like this morning or the other morning, man, I wake up every day, near enough every, not every single day, but near enough every day, and I'm thankful, man. Thankful, first of all, I've woken up from my sleep, because obviously there's been times where people go to sleep and obviously they don't wake up. They pass away in their sleep for whatever reason. Yeah. Unless you've got any underlying health issues, then it's quite rare. But yeah. In some cases, it happens, innit? Yeah. I'm grateful that, you know, I can breathe, got my limbs, all intact and all that. I can move, I'm mobile, I'm agile, I'm not in any pain or nothing like that, man.
Yeah, I hear that, bro. The thing about it as well, back to the spec savers, obviously we had my ISIS recently. So 2 years ago, do you remember when we before we had to go, remember when Greece abroad, we was in Greece, remember?
Yeah.
Like literally a few days before the flight abroad to Greece, yeah, I went to spec savers to get an eye test, right? They went to get it checked. And this how you know it's bad. I actually felt bad feeling this way, but I couldn't help it. I generally have a phobia of like, amputations or things on bodies or like missing parts. This is why people, I just had to keep myself composed, innit? So basically, you know, you've had a hiatus before, you know it works, innit?
Yeah.
There's a woman that worked in the place, yeah, that was doing me, but she had like one arm missing, innit? So I could see that, you know, this part, like the wrist, I could see it's done. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she's gonna like touch my face. So it's different, like, because it's going, you're touching me with like one arm and then one hand I was missing, and you're gonna touch, you know, you rest your head on like this, this like, what's up?
No, nothing.
Yeah, this, why are you laughing, man? Bro, I'm telling you, this is what happened to me, innit? But you know, they make you rest your head on this thing so they can, to level you to see. Fucking hell, bro.
No, I'm bad.
I'm explaining to you what's going on. You're dead cracking up. What are you doing?
No, I'm bad. I wasn't even laughing at that. I dropped my AirPods. Yeah.
Bro, you know when they rest you get you basically to test your eyes, they make you rest your head, innit? But because she's got to make sure that I'm in the position that she wants me to be in while she's doing it. She's got one hand and then one arm, but it's missing. But it's gonna touch my head. And I'm keeping myself composed, trying not to look at it because, bro, I've had a phobia of seeing people like with like you know parts of their bodies like being cut off or severed or like amputated and that kind of stuff. Yeah, because it's not. I don't know. I've had a
flag. I don't think we can put this out, you know.
What do you mean? No, it's calm.
I'm joking.
Calm, innit?
Nah, that wasn't
not so up close like that, innit? Where it's like right on you and you can see that this like the hand is where it's got missing parts of that kind of stuff right in your face, innit? And that's I kind of keeping myself composing. I'm just looking, trying to not I'm not seeing that, innit? It's done. Because yeah. I thought I couldn't say to someone, can I get somebody else? Because that come across as rude, innit?
No, that's rude.
I couldn't do that. And I generally felt bad for even for that idea came into my mind. But I was generally I've got a thing about seeing like amputation, like seeing that, like, I was thinking, oh, do you know what I mean? Because do you know what? I don't think that's even exclusive to me, you know, because you know, like on social media, say when it's been like a horrific thing, like someone like you know when it's got sensitive content and someone's like something crazy like a, I don't know like a terrorist attack and like a bombing and then casualties or victims or they're not dead but injuries and I have had amputations they say oh sensitive imaging they warn you do you know what I mean so people
I can't watch that
you know what I mean but there's things like that can happen in it so I don't think exclusive to me but because that's like I was thinking oh shit. Let me just kind of keep myself composed in it kind of stuff. I had a feel.
I'm trying to compose myself now, bro. I don't know what happened, man. Sorry, I don't know what happened.
Nah, man. All that kind of stuff, but yeah,
it's
man.
Just because you're such a funny storyteller. It was you. You made me laugh, and it wasn't that what the woman or something. It was you. The way you said it and explained it. That's.
I'm just trying to explain it. I'm just trying to explain it as best as I possibly could, innit? You know, what happened, yeah. Apply a bit of context. Because when you say something like that, you got to be costly for the viewers back home. When you say something, I feel like when you got to say things, like you got to try and apply as much context as possible. Otherwise, people will be thinking, what the hell's wrong? Yeah. Why are you saying something like that? What kind of, do you know what I mean? I'm trying to do the best as possible not to that to be taken the wrong way, taken out of hand or said that. I just got to clarify that properly. So that's why I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of stuff, so... But yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Interesting, bro. Very interesting episode today, man. Obviously, like, people, be aware, man. You know, get your checkups. Like I said earlier in the episode, guys, check your testicles. Women, check your breasts. Or if you're non-binary or whatever, just check your body, innit?
Yeah. Check that. Yeah. You got to have your little... Make sure when you obviously the thing is in the morning as well, like you're washing, just you know what I mean. Just make sure that you're, do you know what I mean? You wait
because guys, we care in it, man. We care, man. We care about you lot, man. So be healthy, yeah. Be healthy so you can continue watching the Smoke and Web podcast, man. You know?
Yeah, that.
And even if you are unhealthy, you can still watch it. You know, just we want everybody to be A-okay out there. Because like I said earlier, man. When I see kids in pain or they're going through that serious disease, like it proper gets me in it. Because like I said, a family member of mine, my cousin was diagnosed with cancer and passed away at a very, very young age. So it gets me. I'm quite sensitive to that stuff. And when I saw today that post,
it breaks my heart. Look, I think, bro, this world is so unfair. Like, bro, this person has not This person has not a chance to do all the things that we all appreciate doing, bro. Like, the reason why I go deep into it, I'm like, bro, it's proper deep, bro. Like, they even had a chance to, like, I don't know, drive their first car,
get a shot, just a shot at life, like,
just
like get your first case, or just you know, like, bro,
go on, sorry, go on.
I was just saying, like, my cousin didn't even make it to like secondary school yet, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's just these things, isn't it, man? It's just. That stuff there will make us an individual like stop believing in God and stuff like that, man. You know,
it's very hard. Well, it's like even like bro, like they even had the privilege of being not privilege, but privilege of being or stressing about an exam, like a GCSE. Yeah. or GCSE or sat level, you know,
it's like the ups and downs, the ups and downs of a normal healthy life, but then just getting the downs of an unhealthy life, man. But do you know what, man? We'll wrap up there, man.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. Yeah, guys, obviously, yeah. Shout out to the audience there. Thanks for listening. Obviously, drop your comments down below. See what your thoughts are about, like, obviously, medical checkups, hospital appointments, needles, all this stuff that you probably, you know what I mean? Because I've been trying to do the show for a while and we've not got around to it. But I thought today was like the perfect day because, yeah, I recently got myself done. So, honestly, I've COVID vaccine boost. Boosters for another conversation because this booster thing's been around. I'm thinking it was like another third jab now or something, but, you know. Well, we'll wrap it up there. Thanks for listening, guys.